Welcome back to our show. I'm Gary Fretz, and we've been talking about having pets on your yacht. Specifically, we're talking about an African vervet monkey that Stephen bought in a bar to free him from his cage. And tell us more about Albert.
Well, in the last segment, we were talking about the monkey's instincts and their behavior. And we had, you know, yachts inherently have a huge amount of lines and ropes and string and stuff on them. And when Albert joined our crew, he kind of accepted the fact that this boat had all these ropes and lines. We then sailed across to Greece to an island called Kos, and our mooring warps, which are also ropes, but on boats they're called warps. Our mooring warps were getting pretty worn, so I went down to the local ship's chandler and I bought some new rope. And Estelle was in town with Albert the ape from Africa. She was busy, I don't know, shopping or looking. You know, Archimedes was born in this town, so she was having a look at where he was born. And so I was busy fixing up the mooring warps, etc. And when Estelle came, I coiled them up nicely and put them on the boat. And when Estelle came back, Albert had an absolute conniption because he figured we had two huge snakes on the boat. And he started making noises, warning us. I mean, he was doing everything to just get us away from these damn snakes. It was unbelievable. And it took him like 3 weeks to figure out that these were just also ropes.
So, now, wait a second. You all, I'm just going to sidetrack a little bit, but you went to a lot of really historic places, and you really don't like these old rock piles, but still appreciates them.
Yes.
Is that true? I mean, like, what's the deal there?
You know, Estella's dragged me through every ruin from Egypt to Gibraltar. We stopped in Egypt. She took us to the Valley of the Kings and the Valley of the Nobles and the Valley of the whatevers, to Karnak. We looked at pyramids. We've looked at Roman theaters. We've looked at every piece of stone that you can imagine. And, you know, I got the stage where, I would try and get Estelle to go look at these piles of rubble by herself, because once you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Oh, Stephen, behave. That is exactly how it went. You know, Stephen's like, oh, I have to go look at another piece of pile of rubble. No. So one day we were in Turkey. We went to go and look at Ephesus.
Yeah,
the
Ephesus,
beautiful. I mean, it's just incredible stuff. And he had Albert with him. And Stephen and Albert, it was really quite hot. And Stephen and Albert decided after about an hour or so that both of them have had enough. And Albert, as soon as he saw a little bit of shade, he would just dash for that piece of shade.
Well, the problem with Albert is that he's happy walking, but when he gets tired, then he climbs on me. And it got really hot, and I decided I was not his horse. So I made him walk as well, and he was not the most impressed ape you've ever seen.
Yeah, he would dive into every piece of shade that he could find, and so it really made my day a little more difficult than it should have been.
Now, Estelle, let me ask you something. How did you walk Albert?
Yeah, I didn't really walk him. He would he would walk us more to the point. But yeah, and of course, you know, we had to discipline him more often than not, because he is an ape after all, and they are used to living in troops. So the daddy ape would mete out the discipline, and that would be of course Stephen in our little troop, and so. Albert, when he came to us, used to bite fiercely. He was really, really aggressive. And so whenever he didn't like something, he would start biting. Well, Stephen decided the only way to figure this out was to bite him back. So one day when he bit me, Stephen grabbed his little arm and just bit as hard as he could. Albert screamed at the top of his voice. You would have thought this monkey was being murdered. And he ran away from Simeon, came and sat on my lap and grabbed me around the neck, and he went, ooh, ooh, pointing at Stephen, you know, telling me what a horrible ape that one is.
Well, I kind of don't like the connotations that I'm the big ape, but, you know, quite honestly, the only way to discipline him is the way he understood, and that was to bite him. I probably bit him three times really hard, you know, maybe a little bit of blood, but I tell you something, that cured his biting. You know, he knew who the biter was and who the bitee was.
Wow, very good.
Or not, maybe.
Yeah, right. Now, you were telling me about some cats or something. On another boat? What, can we talk about that?
Well, I have a cat story, actually. Before we get on to cats, because cats appear to be a much better animal as a pet on a boat. But we were in a place in Turkey. I can't even remember where it was. But I saw Albert, and he fluffed up and became twice the size that he was. He was weird behavior. We were at a dock, and I saw him, like, creeping along. And I had a look, and I saw he stopped, and he would sit there and sort of just start scratching himself. And I saw this huge red tabby cat stalking him. This tabby cat obviously thought it had found a huge fat mouse that it was going to pounce on. And Albert had obviously seen it a long time ago, and he was just sitting there acting all dumb. The cat got within about 10 foot of Albert, and Albert exploded into action and went straight for the cat. Well, the cat got such a fright, it went straight up in the air. Before it hit the ground, it was already sprinting in the opposite direction. And Albert was behind it. And Albert was running on three, on his hand and his two back legs, and with his other hand was grabbing this cat's back legs. I mean, I don't think that cat ever stalked anything again after that. I really think that it was a life-changing experience for that Turkish cat.
Yeah, that was... We had so many moments with Albert, and we were the perfect little family, loved Albert. But then we left from Turkey. We went to an English island, which is called Malta. And they have laws on these islands that, specifically primates, that they will kill them if you bring them ashore. And we didn't want to take the chance of having him killed because of diseases and so forth. And so we sold Albert for a carpet, a Turkish carpet, that is. Very nice carpet that we still own. But we sold him to a farmer in Turkey. He was just a lovely guy, loved his animals, had purebred dogs, and you know, he had all kinds of animals. We took Albert to the farm to see if he would acclimatize. Well, he just loved it. He jumped on top of the dogs' backs, and he was riding these dogs all over the place. It was his farm, you know, and loved it.
Yeah, hopefully Albert's still there having fun in the orange groves, but it was an orange farm, and it was amazing to see him finally in a tree, having, you know, being where he was supposed to be in life, instead of in a bar, in a cage, or on a boat. He used to get seasick, so whenever he, you know, sort of upset me, I used to take him sailing, and he used to just lie there under a pillow and go, oh, when are we going to stop, you know. But he was a great and very interesting pet, and, you know, if you ever have the opportunity of having an ape or a monkey as a pet, I highly recommend it.
Okay, well, we're running out of time in this segment, so we're going to be right back after this short break. You're listening to Yachts, the perfect escape vehicle, only on the Overseas Radio Network.